development of a positive self-image leads to the action quality of positive self-direction. The theme of this message is on positive self-direction, and positive self-direction is the action plan that all winners in life use to turn imagination into reality, to turn fantasy into fact, and turn dreams into actual goals. Positive self-direction is the power of purpose, one of the most important action qualities of a winner. You know, winners in life are set apart from the rest of humanity by this most important developed trait of positive self-direction. They seem to have a game plan for life. Every winner I've ever met knows where he or she is going on a day-by-day basis. Because winners are goal and role-oriented, they set and get what they want consistently. They're self-directed on their own road to self-fulfillment. Probably the best definition of success has been the progressive realization of goals that are worthwhile to the individual. Let me repeat that. Success has been defined as the progressive day-by-day realization of goals that are worthwhile to the individual. Now, as we learn from the self-image, the human system is goal-seeking by design and may be compared to a homing torpedo or an autopilot. If you set a target, this self-activated system constantly monitoring feedback from the target area, adjusting the course setting in its own navigational computer, makes every correction necessary to stay on target and score a hit. If it's programmed incompletely or non-specifically, or aimed at a target too far out of range on the horizon, this homing device will wander erratically around the sea or the space until its propulsion system fails or until it self-destructs. And so it is with each individual human system in life. You set a goal, this self-motivated system, constantly monitoring self-talk and environmental feedback about the goal, and adjusting the self-image settings in its subconscious robot achievement mechanism, makes every decision necessary to reach the goal. Programmed with vague random thoughts or fixed on an unrealistic goal too far out of sight, the human system will wander aimlessly around its world until it wears itself out or until it self-destructs. Winners are people with a definite purpose in life, and losers or underachievers are people who wander aimlessly through life or self-destruct. And no one I've ever known has given more clarity to the human necessity for purpose than Dr. Viktor Frankl, currently on staff at United States International University in San Diego, California, and lecturing worldwide. A psychiatrist in Vienna at the outbreak of World War II, Dr. Frankl was interred in Nazi concentration camps for the duration of the war. And Frankl arrived at his conclusions about man's search for meaning, the title of his classic book on the subject, when he experienced 3 years of horror in such death camps as Auschwitz and Dachau. And if you've read the book or saw the program Holocaust, this story will really have special meaning to you. When Frankl observed himself and his comrades stripped of literally everything, families, professions, possessions, clothing, health, and even dignity, he gradually developed his concept concerning human purpose. Narrowly escaping the gas chambers and death by brutality many times, Frankl studied the behavior of both captors and captives with a curious detachment, and he lived to put his observations in writing. Perhaps more than any other authority on human behavior, Frankl's knowledge is firsthand and springs from objective evaluations of destitute human beings living with daily probability of death. Now, these experiences enable him to make a sharp departure from the theories of Sigmund Freud. For example, Freud taught that while individuals differed in outlook and attitude while healthy, that if deprived of food, their behavior would become more and more uniform as they resorted to the level of their basic animal-like instincts. Well, Dr. Frankl states that in the concentration camps, we witnessed to the contrary. We saw how, faced with the identical situation, one man degenerated while another attained virtual saintliness. He noticed that men were able to survive the trials of starvation and torture when they had a purpose for their existence. Those who had no reason for staying alive died quickly and easily. The men who lived through Auschwitz and Dachau, about 1 in 20, were almost without exception individuals who had made themselves accountable to life. And that's the key. There was something they wanted to do, a loved one they had to get back to see, or a goal they had to achieve. even if it was revenge to get the guards for the injustice, or the fact that the Allies were coming in 6 months. A purpose made them stay alive. And in the death camps, the inmates told Dr. Frankel that they no longer expected anything from life. And he would point out to them that they had it backward. Life was expecting something of them, because life asks of every individual a contribution. And it is up to that individual to discover what that contribution will be. The response to the challenge of life, or purpose, is the healing balm that enables each of us to face up to adversity and strife. Where there is life, there is hope. Where there are hopes, there are dreams, and where there are vivid dreams, repeated, they become goals. And goals become the action plans and the game plans that winners dwell on in intricate detail, knowing that achievement is almost automatic when the goal becomes an inner commitment. What kind of goals are you committed to? You know, for many people, getting through the day is their goal, and as a result, they generate just about enough energy and initiative to get through the day. Their goal is to watch television, soap operas by day, and situation comedies by night, until day after day they are lulled into an apathy. They sit in a semi-stupor and watch TV actors and actresses enjoying themselves earning money and pursuing their careers and their own goals. Since we always move in the direction of our currently dominant thoughts, whatever we are thinking of, we are unconsciously moving toward the achievement of that thought. This could be the next drink for an alcoholic, the next fix for a drug addict, the next wave for a surfer. Divorce, bankruptcy, illness are all goals spawned out of negative attitudes and habit patterns. And if your goal is to retire, you'd better think twice, because true retirement is lying horizontal in a box with a lily in your hand. I've studied retired military officers and union leaders and government employees and businessmen who were looking forward to retiring and just doing nothing after 20 or 30 years of hard work. And do you know that they live about 4 to 7 years in retirement if they don't really have a second career or another goal to keep them going and to keep them growing? Well, 4 to 7 years isn't much time to enjoy their pensions and just doing nothing. We all have the potential and the opportunity for success in our lives, and it takes just as much energy and effort for a bad life as it does for a good life. And yet millions of us lead unhappy, aimless lives, existing from day to day, year to year, confused and frustrated, in a prison of our own making. The losers or underachievers are people who have never made the decision that could set them free. They've not decided what to do with their lives, even in our own free society. You gotta have a dream if you're gonna make a dream come true. And all the great philosophers at one time or another have compared human beings with ships. About 95% of the people can be compared to ships without rudders, and they're subject to every shift of wind and tide, and they're helplessly adrift. And while they fondly hope and dream that one day they'll drift into a rich and successful port, they usually end up on the rocks or run aground. But those 5% who win, who have taken the time and exercised the discipline to decide on a destination and to chart a course, they sail straight and far, reaching one port after another, and accomplishing more in just a few years than the rest accomplish in an entire lifetime. Every sea captain knows his next port of call, even though he can't see his actual destination for fully 99% of his voyage. He knows what it is and where it is, and that barring an unforeseen catastrophe, he'll surely reach it if he keeps doing certain things in the same way every day. Winners in life begin with lifetime goals. What do I stand for? What would I defend to the end? What would I want people to say about me after I'm gone? And winners, after they've clearly set their lifetime goals, begin to set their as soon as possible goals. No time limits on these. These are character, attitude, and achievement goals that they already could have, but deserve now, knowing that if they set a time limit or a date, that will be the soonest they'll ever reach them. But winners know how important time priority goals are, and so they have a 5-year plan, and they have a 1-year program, they have a 6-month campaign, or a summer project. And most of all, winners know that the most important time frames in life are the groups of minutes in every day, because most people waste most of their waking hours every day going through the motions, chatting idly, shuffling papers, putting off decisions, reacting and majoring in minors, which is concentrating on trial and error. Since they fail to plan, naturally they're planning to fail by default. It's interesting that corporations and institutions have clearly defined plans, but only the top achievers in life seem to have adopted the same kind of game plan to their own personal lives. Most people spend more time planning a party, studying the newspaper, or making a Christmas list than they do in planning their lives. But the winners set their daily goals the afternoon or evening before. They put down a list on paper in a priority sequence of the major things they'll do tomorrow, and they select priorities that lead toward the achievement of their most important current goal. In other words, they're always thinking of goal achieving rather than something that is tension relieving. And that's really the key. Let me repeat that. A winner always dwells on that which is goal achieving, realizing that procrastination and paper shuffling is tension relieving rather than goal achieving. And that's the difference between the real winners in self-direction. When winners start in the morning, they go down the list, checking off the items they accomplish, adding new ones, and carrying over into the next day those they did not complete. What would happen if you did your grocery shopping without a list? You know what you'd do? You'd see all the packaged TV advertised displays, a potpourri of irresistible goodies that you'd seen on television, overwhelmed with goals that you didn't set, didn't need, and really didn't want. Since you are at this moment nothing more than the sum total of your thoughts to this point, similarly, you'll be next year, 5 years from now, and in your lifetime what you think from this point forward. Yesterday's dreams are indeed today's necessities. Winning self-direction is setting goals that are profitable to you and your family, and they should be just out of reach, but not out of sight. They should be specific, because the mind, which does operate like a homing torpedo or an automatic pilot, is a robot computer, and it gets what you set. It can't function properly without specific data. It can't relate to nebulous, vague, or general terms like happiness or wealth or just health, but it does respond to $4,000 a month, a new Cadillac Seville, a desired weight of 175 for a man or 115 for a woman, and blood pressure of 118 over 88. The secret to positive self-direction is in establishing a clearly defined goal and writing it down, and then dwelling on it morning and night with words, pictures, and emotions, as if you had already achieved it. And since your robot self-image can't tell a difference between something that is vividly imagined and something that is real, you will move in the direction of your goal, whatever it is, as though it were already a part of your life. We do become what we think about most, and no wind blows in favor of a ship without a destination. The man without a purpose is like a ship without a rudder. So get behind the helm of your life and plan your work on a daily basis, and then work it a day at a time. Decide now on your goals and put those goals into your subconscious robot with unrelenting practice. See yourself achieving them one by one. And remember that top achievers usually do one thing well at a time. They are single-minded in their ability to focus their energy, their time, and their creativity on their most important goal. Because the real winners in life know that the achievement of one major goal is the seed that spawns many more and multiplies the open doors to success almost spontaneously. Positive self-direction is the action plan that winners use to turn imagination into reality. And positive self-direction is the power of purpose, one of the most important action qualities of a winning human being.